University of Alaska Fairbanks Title IX Coordinator Margot Griffith says the 2,000-page rules document is still in the process of being analyzed, but she points to some major changes already apparent, including new rules governing the reporting of sexual offenses.
Previously, somebody could mention an incident to a responsible employee on campus, and that report could come forward to us in that way, and we would make outreach. But the new rules will require that the individual files a formal complaint.
Griffith says that can make it more difficult for a victim to come forward.
It does put a little more onus on the complainant to come forward rather than if they were speaking with somebody out in their department or in a program that they trusted to be able to come forward and help them report.
Griffith says another major change in the federal Title IX rules affects how cases are investigated on campus, switching from the current model in which an investigator draws information from the alleged victim and the accused independently to a live hearing in which a panel or officer questions the parties and cross-examination is permitted.
It's kind of like a pseudo courtroom. There is a requirement to have advocates in the room, meaning somebody that is acting on behalf of the different parties to conduct the cross-examination.
Griffith says the hearing is real-time but does not require the alleged victim and the accused to be in the same room. Citing another federal rule change which narrows the definition of sexual harassment, Griffith underscores that universities will still be able to maintain a broader standard.
Really, all that does is change terminology and where we would focus on that behavior, whether it's under Title IX or one of the other conduct policies.
The University of Alaska has put a lot of work into improving sexual offense prevention and response since coming under federal investigation in 2014 for past mishandling of sex offense cases. UAF's Griffith emphasizes that a resulting mandated reform process continues.
We have gone through the voluntary resolution agreement and met the terms of it with the Office for Civil Rights, and we'll continue to work to improve campus safety, inclusion, and respect. It may be looking a little different with the new rules, but we are still moving forward with that mindset.
Schools are required to begin operating under the new rules as of August 14th, and Griffith says a lot of work is underway to digest and implement them, noting that they will be incorporated into mandatory Title IX training for students and staff. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.